From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoma's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by Lifetime Television to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Sins of the Mother, which premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, February 21st, on Lifetime Movie Network, which is actually the sister network to Lifetime Television. This movie stars singer-actress Jill Scott from the number one ladies detective agency in the touching story about the harsh realities of love, forgiveness, and the closest of bonds between mother and daughter. It is based on author Carlene Bryce's novel, Orange, Mint, and Honey. What did you think of this movie, Melissa?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was touching, as the description says. It did live up to that. But I didn't think it was too melodramatic, like sometimes their movies can be, you know, maybe a little over the top sometimes. But I thought this one was pretty good. What did you think?
It was pretty good. But to me, it seemed like a typical Lifetime Television movie. But, you know, I do enjoy those.
And again, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all. And this movie, Sins of the Mother, focuses on a graduate student played by Nicole Beharie from American Violet. Her name is Shay, and she reaches a crossroad in her life where she finds herself broke, burned out, and unable to cope with the stress of school. She's actually kicked out of her assistant graduate teaching position.
Yes.
So she goes home to Tacoma, Washington to face her estranged mother, played by Jill Scott. And Jill Scott's character, Nona, is a reformed alcoholic.
And she is wonderful, just like, and it's a totally different role than the number one ladies detective agency, but she's just as good.
She is.
And you can, I really did understand the daughter, why the daughter was so, she was just so angry, and but you could understand that, you know, how much her mother had abandoned her and everything when she was a child. But when we see Jill Scott's character, she just seems so different, you know, Nona's so different, and it was kind of hard to reconcile.
Yeah, the daughter couldn't imagine how she had changed to begin with, and she comes home, and her mother has another daughter that she had. So she learns, I don't know if that's the first time she learns she has a sister, but it's certainly the first time she sees her sister, who's, you know, not even a teenager yet.
Yeah, and they do kind of bond, though. Mm-hmm. They do kind of bond throughout the movie. But the only thing that I really had a little bit of a problem with was the Ivy character. She, the one that Nona was her sponsor in AA, and she was just kind of a little annoying.
Yeah, she was out there, that's for sure.
You know, jealous of her real daughter, and, you know, it was kind of cliche, but overall I thought it was a decent movie.
Okay. Well, Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Sins of the Mother?
I'd give it an 8.
Okay.
Well, how about you?
I believe I gave it an 8 as well.
There we go. It was a good. The other thing I liked about it a lot was the ending was a little different. It didn't wrap everything up with a bow, having one of those sappy happy endings. It was a little more realistic. It wasn't sad, but it was a little more realistic of an ending, I thought.
Well, there you have it. It is Sins of the Mother, and it premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, February 21st on Lifetime Movie Network. And Melissa and I will be back again next week to talk about another great program. So come back and listen to us again, and thanks so much for your time.
From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.